This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Despite some crop adjustments to this year's harvest, the USDA still projects a record crop. We'll have more right after this. October is pork month, and in Iowa, we have no shortage of pork producers to celebrate. In all, there are 147,105 Iowa jobs created by the pork industry through direct, indirect, and induced jobs, and those jobs in turn create $8.64 billion in labor income. Make sure you support one of Iowa's most important industries by enjoying some farm-raised Iowa pork this month. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The USDA made slight changes to its October crop production forecast, but as expected, it still predicts record soybean and near-record corn crops. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer said the October crop forecast, after adjustments, had no surprises.
We had a little bit of a yield increase in corn. Yield was up 0.2 of a bushel from the previous estimate, and that was pretty much in line with what trade expectations were. Let's note that this remains the second biggest corn crop in U.S. history.
As for the soybean forecast, Meyer said the yields are still the largest ever.
Despite the fact that we reduced bean yields a little bit, 0.1 of a bushel, this is the largest soybean crop in history. From a combination of both being a record high yield and being a large area, the soybean production number was right in the dead center of the range of trade expectations.
But how accurate are the USDA forecasts? Lance Honig with NASS said the corn numbers are usually close to the mark.
Over the last 25 years, the change from October to final has really only varied from going down less than a bushel to up less than 5 bushels. And on average, over a 25-year span, that average change from October to the final yield is only less than 0.5 bushel.
The accuracy range for soybeans is similar, and there's not much time left to impact the crop this growing season. For more information, visit USDA.gov. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. Don't forget as well to check out our morning, midday, and closing market podcasts. For the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.